Good morning, America. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here, Sunday morning. What's going on with our economy? Well, one of the top five economists in the country, we have with us Stephen Moore. And Steve, stock markets are all-time high. People are concerned of inflation. That means their prices for their food and gasoline are going up. What's going on in America?
Well, it is amazing that the stock market continues to seem to defy the laws of gravity and continues to climb and climb and climb, even though there are trouble signs and there are dark clouds in the economy. And the one that you mentioned is the premier one, John. It's the inflation rate continues to rise. I don't think anyone even hears the word transitory anymore without laughing out loud when the Federal Reserve Board and the White House says that inflation is transitory when it gets worse and worse. Prices are now up 6.2% over last year. That's a pretty big increase. Producer prices, and you're one of those producers, John, producer prices are up, 8%. And that means that consumer prices can likely continue to grow, because when producers have to pay more for the producing the goods and services, that means it gets passed on to consumers. This is a real hardship for people at the bottom of the economic ladder. I was reading an article the other day, John, by some left-wing magazine called The Intercept. They're saying, oh, inflation is a good thing. Wow, you haven't been to the grocery store lately. You haven't been to the gas pump. People are really grumbling about it. They're feeling the effects. And the major effect of this, John, is that it means people's paychecks are shrinking because pay raises are falling behind the increased inflation. And in fact, over the year, last year, between 1% and 2% reduction in take-home pay adjusted for inflation. That's a real problem for the Democrats politically, and it's a real problem for Americans trying to pay their bills.
And are people really getting mad that they're paying much more for their turkeys, much more for all their products during the holiday time?
I see people grumbling when I go to the gas station, when I'm filling up my tank, and people are just kind of, and I talk to people and I say, I hate to play in this. It's $20 every time you fill up your tank. Well, a year ago, John, we were paying $1.30 a gallon less than we are today. Now, let's talk about the economic implications of this for the national economy. If gasoline prices, if oil prices are roughly $85 a barrel today, and we're producing 2 million fewer barrels of oil because of the Biden war on American oil and gas companies, then we're losing $170 million a day in American output. And that's $1 billion a week, and it's $50 billion a year. So this war on energy is part of the inflation story. When you don't produce, when energy becomes more expensive, as you know, because you're in the energy industry, John, that means everything else that we have, whether it's, the cell phone that I'm talking into, or the lunch that you had today, or the, everything that the cost to heat your home, everything becomes more expensive. So I am worried about it. I think it is becoming more and more onerous for people. And I have to tell you this, John, if you want to stop the inflation, one of the most important things to do is what Larry Kudlow says, save the nation, kill the bill.
I agree with Larry 100%, and that the fact that people are paying much more for their food, much more for their gasoline, what's happening is Washington is saying to people that we're only taxing the corporations and the rich. Well, how does one of our friends used to say it? That's a lot of crap. And the poor people and the middle class are paying more for their food, more for their clothing, more for their gasoline. That's a tax on the poor and the middle class. It's not just for the rich, not just for the corporations.
You are 100% correct. Inflation is what I call the cruelest tax. That's the title of my column, my weekly column this week. Inflation is a cruel tax. It's a regressive tax. It hurts people at the bottom. And so you're right. When Joe Biden says, I'm not going to tax people make less than $400,000 a year, he's already taxing people who make less than $400,000 a year, because every time you go to the gas pump, every time you try to rent a car or try buying a new car, by the way, these days, John, people are paying more than the sticker price for cars now because there's such a shortage.
Well, my lease was up on my car 7-8 months ago, and they said he can't deliver me a new one because all the parts are not in. What does that mean?
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's happening. So there's a chip shortage. There's a shortage of the metals that they need to make the frames of the cars. This is a real problem. And I don't think that the Biden people have the expertise. You know, they don't have anybody in this administration who knows anything about how to run anything. That's one of the things that made Donald Trump, I think, a great president, is that he was a businessman. He knew how to deal with these problems. He made, you know, billions of dollars in business. He knew how to run a big operation. He knew a lot about what it meant to meet a payroll. I don't think any of the Biden people really, they're all people in government or from universities or, you know, political organizers. They don't know anything about how to deal with a crisis. I mean, I don't think Pete Buttigieg is going to deal with this crisis of the supply chain. I mean, he seems like a nice fellow, but he doesn't have the
expertise. Seems like a nice fellow, and he has a new baby, but somebody had made a remark, he'd have difficulty guiding a one-car funeral procession.
Exactly. So, and the same thing, did you see Jennifer Granholm? And she's the energy secretary. She said, she was asked by Bloomberg, what are you going to do about the higher price of gasoline? And she burst out laughing and said, I can't wave a magic wand and bring gas prices down. Because, you know, she could if we started drilling again, if we stopped, you know, this war against pipelines, if we were to allow drilling in Alaska, and if we didn't tell the oil and gas industries, by the way, we're going to try to put you out of business. Did you see one of the regulators for Biden said publicly this week that she wants to bankrupt every American oil and gas and coal company in America?
That is so crazy. So crazy. Well, Steve Moore, thank you for coming on. Thank you for expounding what's right for America. And we'll catch up with you again soon. And you're on every Saturday. More money between 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock. Is that correct?
Yes, and replayed again at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Sundays. And, John, save the country, kill the bill.
I agree 100%. Steve Moore, thank you so much. God bless you. God bless America.